Solomon's Temple from 1 Kings and John's Gospel. A place of sacrifice and divine presence. A temple built to the Lord. And the Lord is supposed to be in this temple. But the Lord is greater than the temple. David was supposed to build a temple to the Lord, but because of his misuse of the power, he will never build that temple. Solomon, given the task, does what he thinks is right, but also misses the point to some degree. The priests, pushed out of the temple when God moves in a dark cloud, uncontainable cloud that overtakes the temple from Isaiah 6. Israel knew that the temple could contain only the hem of the Lord's divine robes. This temple is a place of worship, but it cannot contain God, and certainly not forever, as they learned God is not containable. God is not in one place alone where we keep God and go to see once a week. God is wherever God wants to be and wherever God needs to be. God is so great, we cannot understand the vastness of God. We try to contain God because we cannot fathom all that God is to us and to all people. We may think we can control who God is, and in doing so, we can control where God will go and to whom God will be. Out of our weakness and fear, we try to contain God. In our lack of faith, we need God to be in one place, a place we determine. In our smallness, we miss the greatness of God. In our relationship with God, we find God's greatness. In our relationship with others, we will share the love that God has first shown us. It is not in the temple that man has built that God dwells. It is in the many dwelling places that the Father has prepared that we dwell with God, the Father. God in Christ, and Christ in us, and us in Christ, is where the Father is. We are called to be God's light for the people. We are the temple of God when God is in us. God overflows all temples we try to keep God in. A temple is for our connection with each other. God told Solomon to build the temple. God is in the temple and in the people. We have a Savior who brings the kingdom of God to all people in Jesus Christ. Jesus is the one who God first sends to us, and Jesus sends us to all nations. Walter Brueggemann said, "It is worth pondering the connection between peace and the lack of or defeat of enemies and the desire for a secure building such as the temple. In more uncertain times, the people of faith get along just fine, it seems, without such permanent structures." End quote. Our permanent structures give us sanctuary from the world when we need it, but should not separate us from the world. The world needs God. God sent his Son to save the world, not to condemn. God's only Son, Jesus, sent to open the gate of salvation to all God's creation. Jesus is the open gate of God. Amen. Let us pray. Mighty Lord, the splendor of Solomon's temple cannot compare to the majesty of your heart. Show your heart in this place, that we might worship you with joy and gratitude. Show us your heart of openness to all who are looking for the gate of your kingdom. Give us hearts of love for all people as we look to the open gate that is Jesus Christ. Amen.